Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, we're done. We're out of time. Luke Morrow, Chris Partee, Colin Neal. They are in the loop. It's a football Friday, and by God, they start now.
Appreciate it. You can always join the conversation throughout the show as well. 713-572-4610 on the text line or call in. It is a football Friday. We get ready for this game on Sunday, playoffs as well. And Chris, I mean, we just got out of here a few hours ago. We were here last night. Quick sleep, back here today to do it all over again. How you feeling this morning?
I feel like I should have just slept on the pool table in the rec room there, because I got about four and a half hours of sleep.
I've done that before. Yeah, I've
you slept not on the pool table. Okay.
No, I've on a couch. I've thought about the pool table just because my back sometimes. But sometimes when I'm up here doing the post game show for a primetime game, and it ends at 1:30, and I'm on the air at 6 a.m. Underrated, this place to sleep. You get a good night's sleep in this place.
I might have to implement that into my strategy the next time we have to do something like this.
I was thinking about that driving in today. It's like, man, it felt like we just left here. But then I remembered it was almost like growing up complaining like, oh, I have to go to school. And my father's like, yeah, I have to work for 8 hours.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, doing a Sunday night Texans game and then getting back here for the morning show the next day.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Or staying here for the morning.
That's got to be brutal.
Yeah. So we have
people with actual jobs right now. Like, y'all suck. All three
of course they are.
All
yeah.
three of you suck.
That's also
right?
It's like you work 4 hours a day. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. That's also true. So we can't complain. Hey, we're happy to be here filling in for the guys on In the Loop with you for the next few hours with plenty to get to. Let's talk about this game on Sunday. We've been doing it all week, and it is a football Friday as we get ready for the Texans and the Titans to wrap up the regular season on Sunday. And Chris, as we get geared up for the playoffs, right, this is the last opportunity to try to get things in check before the postseason. So simply, just what do you need to see? What do you want to see from the Texans on Sunday to erase the last couple weeks and to be able to head into that playoff game with some good vibes for this team?
Personally, I'm with Sean. I want to see a win. Honestly, I don't want to go. I don't think you should want to go into the playoffs having lost three of your last three games in a row. I just don't think that's the right mojo to go into the playoffs. Even if you're going to play the Steelers, who you think you can probably beat. You know what I mean? Because we talked about it last night.
Yeah.
And we kind of ranked the teams. Steelers won of who you want to play. Then the Chargers. You don't want to see the Ravens again here anytime soon. We don't want any of that mojo right there.
Think about it.
We don't want to think about the Ravens. So, no. I really want to see, again, Deontay Johnson. I want to see what it's going to look like. Deontay Johnson, C.J. Stroud, what that connection is going to be. Even if the starters only play a half, I still want to see what that looks like. I want to see as much Deontay Johnson as possible.
So victory and Deontay Johnson getting some run.
Yeah.
Those are the big things that if those happen on Sunday.
I'm good.
Feeling a little bit better.
Feeling better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about for the Texans? You know, it's interesting. I saw these odds. I was actually surprised. These Super Bowl odds that were put out yesterday in terms of which teams have the best chance to win out of the AFC. Obviously, the Chiefs are going to be number one. They have better than a 20% chance of winning the Super Bowl for the third straight year. Bills are second, 15%. Ravens are third at 12%. Then you get to the Steelers, 2%. Then you get to the Chargers, 2%. Then, finally, you get to the Texans at 1.9%, only ahead of Denver with a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix. I have to admit, I'm a little surprised by that. And, you know, I think I've been, I think we've all, everyone, Texans fans, media members, have all been very negative of late, and rightfully so. This team hasn't been playing well. But I think there's still a chance with the talent on this roster and what we've seen at times over the last 2 years to say that they only have a 1% chance, less than the Steelers and the Chargers who might come to their building. I was a little bit surprised. My question being, what do you think needs to happen Sunday into the postseason for the Texans to actually be able to go on some sort of run, to have some sort of playoff success? What do they need to do? What do you need to see from this team? Like, what's that missing piece that, hey, maybe the Texans can actually surprise some people in the postseason?
Bobby Slog make the adjustments that we've all talked about on this station for the past, what, 2 months? And get the offense back on track. Get the offense back on track. I mean, that's the big thing. You know, you expect the defense to show up, right? That's what we expect from the Texans, but the offense just has not been there as of late. So for me, that's what I need to see. I need to see this offense get back on track. But, you know, in saying that, if Bobby Slog hasn't made those adjustments at this point, I'm not real confident that we're actually going to see him make those adjustments with 1 week left in the regular season and then going into that wild card game. I just don't see it's going
to
happen.
I'm with you, which is why I'm totally out. Like, this game on Sunday means nothing to me. We've debated this on multiple shows now over the past 2 weeks, but that's why I wouldn't even bother playing CJ Stroud. This game means nothing. And I know the idea of, like, hey, this is our last dress rehearsal. Let's get this offense clicking before the play. Well, you just had 17 weeks to do it. You think you're going to solve 4 months of problems in 1 week against a lousy football team anyways? And what I said earlier in this week, too, with Sean Bajani, was it's kind of a lose-lose as well for Sunday. And I compared it to if anybody was ever on like their high school wrestling team and you went up against a school that had a girl on their high school wrestling team, and you had to wrestle that girl.
Yeah.
It's like a lose lose. Because if you beat her, it's like,
a girl.
Yeah, you just beat a girl. Like, what are you doing?
But
and if you lose, you're never going to hear the end of it. And so for the Texans, like, if the offense plays well on Sunday, it's like, yeah, but it's the Titans. They're the worst team in the league. They're trying to get the number one pick. But if the offense actually looks good, or I should say looks bad, then it's like, oh my gosh, we're doomed. This offense, you can't even get it together against the worst team in the league, the Titans, after they had success earlier this year against the Patriots. I almost feel like it's a lose-lose for the Texans from that perspective, that even if they do some good things on Sunday, you can excuse it away with, yeah, it's just the Titans. Do we really think they can do that in the playoffs?
So in that lose-lose situation, then what do you do? I mean, we talked about this last night and before, you know, and even last week. I'm not on board with CJ not playing at all. Now, if he only plays the first half, I'm fine with that. But one of the biggest reasons for me is I want to see him and Deontay Johnson get some live reps in. I want to see them get live reps in a game before the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want their first time on the field in live action to be wild card weekend. I don't think that's a good look. I just don't.
That's fair.
They're not going to build the most chemistry over 2 weeks. I get that. But you want to at least have something to go off of. You know what I mean? Again, practice, I understand that's great, but I want to see it in live action.
And that's the one thing I would look for. Now, again, I'm on record. I wouldn't play Stroud at all. Play all the other guys on Sunday, wouldn't play Stroud. Not with that offensive line against this defensive front. Not with, apparently, there's like precipitation in the forecast. So now you're talking about it might be a rainy field out there in Nashville. Not worth the juice is not worth the squeeze to get this pointless victory and jeopardize the future of this franchise. Not only the postseason, but who knows? You tear an ACL, God forbid, you're out for next year as well. So that's not worth it. But to me, the biggest thing, if Stroud is out there, is that connection with Deontay Johnson.
Yeah.
Because you have to see something. You know, it's a shame that in defense of Bobby Slowick, let me defend him for just a moment.
Oh, now you're going to defend him, huh?
And then we'll get back to trashing him for the next 4 hours. Okay. No, but the one defense is that you haven't had the full core of this offense very much this year like you had planned and hoped in terms of having Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell all out there consistently. And now you're down Diggs, you're down Tank Dell, and you just have Nico Collins. So if Deontay Johnson can show something, it's like, okay, here's another playmaker that can try to revitalize this offense in the postseason. So I'm with you. That's the one thing. I wouldn't play Stroud at all, but if he's going to be out there, and all indications are he's going to be out there for a little bit,
yeah,
I'm going to force it to Johnson. I'm going to play Johnson. I don't care if he doesn't know the playbook. Get out there. Play as much as you can. Let's try to get the ball in your hands and see if we could create another playmaker here late in the year.
I think you just have to hope that at this point, Deontay Johnson is motivated to, I guess, redeem himself in the eyes of, you know, the NFL
right,
and the eyes of, you know, everyone. He may not feel personally like he needs to redeem himself. I don't know how he feels about that, the way things ended with Baltimore. But if you tell the team you don't want to go into a game, most people are going to say, well, you kind of need to redeem that. So if he's motivated, I think we'll see something from him Sunday. And I think we'll see something with. But that's again, that's why I want to see where that connection is. I want to, that's why I want to see that. Obviously, he's not the number one guy. That's Nico. So he's not, you know, he's not going to see the double teams. You know, he should be able to show us a little bit of something on Sunday.
Yeah, it's good to have a motivated guy. His stock has really fallen.
It's low.
Yeah. And he has a chance here to prove himself. Not only, I mean, I don't know how much of an opportunity he's truly going to get to prove himself on Sunday, but then a playoff matchup potentially against his former team, by the way, the Steelers, who just traded him away. He might be facing the Steelers here in Houston next week in a playoff game with a chance to end their season, you know, with some sort of chip on his shoulder. Like, hey, I'll show you. You got rid of me, I'll show you.
That should be motivation in itself.
Right, for sure.
And he's probably hoping, just like we are, hoping that it's the Steelers that come to Houston.
Yeah, right.
I think we're probably all on the same page with that.
Everybody should be. The coaching staff as well. I think the Steelers give you the best chance to get a playoff victory.
That's what I'm thinking.
This year. My whole thing, I wouldn't play Stroud, though, on Sunday because, you know, it's almost like the person who does not take care of their body for 30 years and then they turn 50 and they have like all these ailments. Like, okay, you know what? Starting today, I'm going to start eating better. It's like, well, you already kind of did the damage. It's too hard to reverse all that.
It's very hard to reverse all that.
It's hard to change 17 weeks, what we've seen. Not quite 17 weeks, but you get the idea. Yeah. 2 months from this offense and fix it in one game, final game of the season against the lowly Titans and then be like, okay, problem solved, just like that. Because if it was that easy, if that's the case, I would ask, okay, how come that hasn't happened yet? When we've had a lot longer time throughout the season to sort things out.
I just feel like CJ, the offense in general, hasn't played great lately.
No.
Especially the past month. So I would hate to have a week off and then have to pick back up in the playoff game having not played well in weeks. And then on top of that, possibly having lost your last three games coming into the home playoff game.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
I'm a believer. A lot of people don't believe in momentum in sports. I do. I think momentum is a thing. I think we see it every week in games, whether it's football, basketball, whatever, especially those two sports. I think momentum shifts. I think they happen. I think it's a big deal. So there's not a lot of great momentum for the Texans right now. I think you kind of want to get a little bit of something going. Now, again, if they're playing great in the first half, the starters, and Coach Ryan decides to sit guys after halftime and the Titans come back and win, okay. But if they played well in the first half, as far as your starters, the guys that you know are going to play the majority of that playoff game, I'm fine with that. But I got to see something in that first half.
Well, to that point, here was offensive coordinator Bobby Slowick at his press conference yesterday talking about how C.J. Stroud's struggles could potentially get fixed this late in the season.
Yeah, again, it's multifaceted. You know, like we know we got to have solid, sound, firm protection. That's been our big emphasis and will continue to be our big emphasis, was our big emphasis out at practice today, that making sure the pocket and our protection is sound. And in particular, like there should, unless someone all out blitzes us, there should not be free runners. And we should be able to pick up what people are bringing and feel good about hanging in there. But then the flip side is in the NFL, part of the battle these days is there are good pass rushers everywhere, every game, and the pocket is chaos. And I know we talked about this last year a lot. Like one of the biggest adjustments CJ had to make in the NFL was handling the chaos of the pocket. And it's been too chaotic this year, without a doubt. But along the same lines, there's also times all of us would look, okay, what can I do to handle this better and help him better? Where the ball's just out faster. What concept did I call? I'm sure he's looking at it. Could I have micro movement right here to make sure that even though we have an issue, I slide to this one spot. Now we're sound again, and I can still deliver the ball. So it's not just up front. That's the nature of the NFL. But we always look at it from everybody's involved.
Which is another reason why I wouldn't even bother playing Stroud. You talk about that chaos in the pocket. Well, now you're shuffling the offensive line again. You're going up against a good defensive line, potentially on a wet field on Sunday. God forbid something bad happens. It's like, well, what was the point? Why do we risk this with our franchise quarterback? But even more so than that, even if you take out all of those factors, on the text line, you can always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. From the 346, they say, sit, Nico, let Johnson and Stroud have the show, let Mixon get his bonus, and then pull him. As soon as that happens, Joe Mixon needs 107 yards to make a quarter mil on Sunday.
Let that man get his bonus, please.
Yeah, and if he gets close and doesn't get there, just pay him anyways. But for me, I'm not playing Stroud anyways because, you know, I would ask, what would be more valuable? Another week to try to figure things out Sunday against the Titans or that extended break? And I've talked about this before, but to me, when I watch CJ Stroud this year, I think it's more mental than anything. And I think Slowick kind of alluded to it there in that clip. And so it's not like he's coming back from an injury where he needs more reps. And I look at other young quarterbacks getting time off and coming back and playing better, like Bryce Young this year, Sam Darnold after sitting out all of last year, Will Levis even for a bit, Anthony Richardson for a bit this year, they got a bit of a boost. And so if Stroud doesn't play on Sunday, it'll be 17 to 18 days between the last time he's played and that playoff game. And I think that just that mental break, we talked about this last night, I wouldn't even put him in pads on Sunday. I'd have him on the sideline.
You got him in street clothes.
Yeah, and be like, don't even worry about today. Clear your mind, let's get ready for the playoffs, and let's sort this thing out. And I could argue that playing him on Sunday might do more harm than good, not even in terms of injury risk, but just in terms of, like I said, if the offense doesn't play well again, you're just compounding, you're just adding on these bad memories and bad performances, and now it's like, we're limping into the play. We didn't play well against the Titans. Now we got a playoff game. I think it's better to just take that week off, reset mentally, get ready for the postseason.
So you want CJ in street clothes like Anthony Davis, huh?
That's right. Like, yeah, call him street clothes. Fine with me.
Street clothes Stroud.
Yeah.
Hey, it has
alliteration.
It has a ring to it, but No. I'm not with that. Like you said, you know, it could be mental. It's not like there's at least not an injury that we, you know, a serious injury that we know of, you know, that he's dealing with that you could point to his, I guess, lack of production recently. But a couple of those guys you mentioned, you know, they got breaks there and then came back and played well. You know, you mentioned Sam Darnold. You mentioned Bryce Young. I think the expectation is different, though. You know, Bryce Young had already, obviously, number one pick a couple years ago. He'd already been in, but he'd been taken out. So I think the expectation for him coming back wasn't as great. You know what I mean? In that moment. And with Sam Darnold, I don't think there was any expectation for him coming off of, what, four or five bad years in the league and then going to Minnesota. He wasn't even going to be the starter.
No.
It was going to be, was it McCarthy?
Yeah.
Right? So McCarthy gets hurt. He gets a shot. And now he's performed. But now, going into next year for Sam Darnold, there will be expectation. So, again, I talked about it last night. I need to see more than 1 year out of a guy. You know what I mean? So, before I just anoint them. But getting back to CJ, yeah, it could be mental. But here's the thing. I just think, you know, when you sit a young guy, or really any guy, but especially a young player, 2 years in the league, when you have that much time to sit and just think about what you haven't been able to do, I don't think that's great. I just don't. I think you can get even more in your head that way. Sometimes a break works, but I just think in this situation, I would like to see him give us a half. Give us a half, dial it up, and you know, and you can put it to where, you know, one half no matter what. Even if we're, you know, losing, whatever it is, we're winning, we're blowing them out, one half, that's it. He's done at halftime. That's fine. But I need to see something. I want to see a little bit of something. I don't want, you know, going into the wild card game, wild card round, I don't want it to be where he hasn't played in a couple weeks now.
Let me use this analogy for the third time before we hit the break. Because I think the further you get away from something, the better you can feel.
Science test, huh?
That's right. Going back to the science test. If I failed the science test last week and I got another science test this week, I'm not feeling too good about it. But if I failed the science test a month ago and now the next test is coming up weeks later, over those weeks, I could convince myself this time it's going to be different.
But did that actually work?
Probably not, but at least mentally I felt better. I felt so more confident going into that test than if it was like, oh, man, I just failed a test 2 days ago. No way am I going to pass this one. And I heard Bajani, when we worked together the other day, said, you know what? Now with some days gone by, he doesn't feel so bad about those brutal losses around the holidays. Time heals all wounds. Give him some extra time. You move on. You start convincing yourself, hey, it's going to be different this time.
All right.
On YouTube, Nicholas says, put in Uncle Rico. Fine with me. Let's do it. Let's see what he can do. And on the text line, you could always join the conversation, 713-572-4610. We already got it trending. Hashtag street closed Stroud.
All right. That was fast.
Yeah.
They are good.
I started a movement.
That's right. Good on you. And we're off and rolling today here on In the Loop. Coming up. When we come back, how should we truly judge? I know we still have a game left in the regular season. We still have the playoffs. But how should we truly judge this season for the Texans? We'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.